Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Oh my goodness. All right. Hey, welcome. Happy Friday. What am I doing here? Got to figure this out.
I tell you, I've got so many thoughts running through my head right now. All right. Well, first of all, let me welcome my audience. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I do have an incredible program lined up for you today. A lot of great things to talk with you about today. Want to make this announcement. Starting on Monday, we'll be on from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern. We're starting a three-hour block. I am sad to say that I will not be on here with Truth Broadcasting after today. But we don't know what the future holds. But we will be making some changes. And you can find us and find out all about it at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Bottom of hour number two, Clay Clark will be with us. Reawaken America. And we'll be talking with Clay. Our sincerest condolences to the family of Vladimir Zelenko, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who was one of the leaders in speaking out, just incredible medical and scientific mind. He passed away yesterday, and so our thoughts and prayers for he and his family. He addressed the powers that be in Israel and went before them and shared truth and shared with them medical and scientific facts and evidence. And so our thoughts and prayers are with Dr. Zelenko and his family. Coming up also top of the next hour, Jeff Zink is with us. And in the break in between the hours, if you're watching us and if you're listening to us in Utah and some of our other locations, you're going to see the promo, see and hear the promo for the Capital Punishment movie, CAPITOL. That's Nick Searcy's movie. I watched it again last night. My goodness, I so encourage you to watch it. And I'm doing an interesting thing in dovetailing the Capital Punishment movie trailer with the Finding Courage movie trailer, and the synonyms between what has happened and what did happen and what continues to go on regarding J6 and the treasonous J6 commission and the concern and much of that is expressed by Chinese Americans who were at the J6 rally trying to make people understand that what was happening, what is happening, what's being done to the United States of America is exactly what they grew up and what they watched and what they beheld in their former homeland of China, and why they fled, came here, and became citizens of this great nation. And so I connect those two trailers at the top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, we will be joined by none other than Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. Pray in Jesus' name. And as you know, we broke the story here regarding the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, the betrayal of that commandant and his betrayal against young Christian cadets and religious liberty and religious freedom, and his betrayal of his oath. Again, these things are not surprising. These individuals that have been placed in power, the usurping of power. But I want to share this with you before I introduce my first guest. The court, this is a quote from Justice Clarence Thomas out of his opinion that he wrote on the Dobbs case. And I want you to listen to this. The court well explains why, under our substantive due process precedents, the purported right to abortion is not a form of liberty protected by the Due Process Clause. Such a right is neither deeply rooted in this nation's history and tradition, nor implicit in the concept of ordered liberty. As I previously explained, substantive due process is an oxymoron that lacks any basis in the Constitution. Justice Thomas wrote that Roe v. Wade relied on substantive due process, an interpretation of the 14th Amendment that allowed judges to make law from the bench based on their personal biases, not on an interpretation of the Constitution. By that legal assertion, he is saying the court's ruling on Mississippi and Dobbs is restoring a true constitutional view to the 14th Amendment. This also then affirms Ted Cruz's argument in the Obergefell case that a true constitutional view, that unelected justices cannot legislate law. That case overturned 32 state constitutions by the actions of one judge relying upon an interpretation of the law that made the judicial branch superior. Kavanaugh wrote, hoping to head off a challenge to Obergefell and focusing on contraceptives in Lawrence, which is sodomy. He did this because he knows that as a matter of constitutional law, substantive due process has no historical or legal basis. It's why Roberts did not join the majority in the overturning of Roe v. Wade decision. They have stripped the judges across America from being little kings and queens. Roberts' position as Chief Justice was dealt a blow, as he is no longer the king of America's courts. Balance has been restored to America and new life breathed into the Constitutional Republic. The Coach Kennedy case was decided when Roe fell because the constitutional power was restored and thus the First Amendment. God's crown over America has had the dust shaken off and we are in a whole new America today. Now, more than ever, the church, we the people, and the families have hope for America's future. I bring to the microphone my good friend, Don Jans. Don, welcome. Your thoughts?
My thoughts is that this has been an extremely historic week. That not only did we have the Dobbs case, but we also have the EPA case. And I see a tremendous amount of similarities between them. Dobbs specifically said the courts do not have legislative power. The only branch of government that has legislative power in our nation, and just go read Article 1, it's very, very clear, is the Congress. The EPA case, I think, extended the Dobbs case and said not only do the courts not have legislative power, but neither does the executive branch and their administrative society.
Right.
The only people that have legislative power in our nation are those that are elected by the people, and initially those that were elected by the state, but today are also elected by the people, and that's the senators.
Right.
They're the only ones that can make law.
And the 17th Amendment, the efforts now that have been in play for a number of years, but the efforts now to try to push back and even potentially to deem, I mean, the 17th Amendment literally unwound our Constitution because it also changed the entire landscape of the legislative process. Because it took away the ability of the states to control their senators and thus the quote unquote upper house, and basically federalized the body of the Senate.
Yes, what we have seen this week is we have seen the Supreme Court diminish its role,
yep.
Correctly so.
Yep.
And increase tremendously the role of the people. It gave our country back to the people and took it away from the courts and the administrative state. And we owe a tremendous, tremendous amount of gratitude to Clarence Thomas, who has been attempting to do this ever since he came onto the court. He will be a justice that will stand out in history as a true, true friend of the people.
No question. There's no question about that. Another article that I wrote that I think is quite significant to understand, and that is, and I'll talk about it more in the second hour, but that is, I wrote an article about the J6 committee hearings and the witch hunt, which I believe are treason. And the Supreme Court affirmed the treasonous behavior of the J6 committee when it affirmed that our government is to be run and that the sovereignty belongs to we the people. And that is what they affirmed. And I think it's really important to understand this EPA case, because everybody is focused on the idea that it's just about climate change. Ladies and gentlemen, it's climate change is a minor, the quote unquote EPA overreach is really the minor portion of this. The broader spectrum of this is the removal of the kangaroo courts. This is what my friend Michael Dougherty was writing about in The Devil Inside the Beltway and his experience in battling the FTC. The FTC and its kangaroo courts strip away an individual's ability to defend themselves using their constitutionally given rights against the federal government. And what the Supreme Court has said is those administrative courts are now required to be responsible to the legislative branch under whose charter they were originally given, and the people who are brought into those courts have every right to the same constitutional protections of every American citizen in these great United States of America. And it is, man, I'm telling you, God-given rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, Don, are restored when the administrative state is stripped of its ability to operate as a rogue Gestapo entities. And that is exactly what they have been doing, whether it's the FTC, the FCC, the EPA, the FDA, all of them. They all got called on the carpet by the Supreme Court of the United States. I'll be back with more coming up right after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And, well, I'm very blessed to have you with me. A reminder, we'll be starting 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, starting on Monday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern. Get all the information at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. My guest is Don Jan. So, Don, talk to me about, again, we're talking about this issue of, you know, the Supreme Court and the decisions that they have made and the significance of those decisions. And I was talking about the issue, especially as it relates to the administrative state and the rights restored to the people. But there were some things that you were bringing up. One of them was the election of Mary Miller. But wherever you want to go, go right ahead, please.
Okay. Yes, that will lead into our that will follow what I initially want to say.
Yes.
The Supreme Court slapped. I mean, they slapped Congress. They said, you guys are not doing your job. It is your job to legislate. Now, what we have learned is that the left does not want to legislate. The left wants to make law through the administrative state. The left wants to make law through the courts because they have better control over it. And Congress said, no, you can't do that. Remember back when the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare was passed, Pelosi came out and said, we have to pass the law to learn what is in it. There was so much truth in what she said because Congress had gotten to the point, and now they've expanded that with all of these omnibus bills and so forth, where they just pass an idea and then they say, well, the administrative court, who we control, will now write the real, real law. Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. What we're learning with the situation that I mentioned, Mary Miller, in Illinois, where we had a district combined, and we had a rhino who had been elected into one of the congressional seats, running against Mary Miller, who was a staunch conservative. And the staunch conservative won that district. Mary Miller is one of those who says, Congress must legislate. We must take bills through the process. We have to start having hearings again. We have to start writing legislature. We cannot just give the administrative state an idea. So what we should see out of this is we follow through with it, is a time when we will not be watching Mickey Mouse hearings like the January 6th committee hearing, but we will be watching hearings where they're literally talking about legislation and what will or will not be the law. That is a very, very good thing, because that brings the power of our nation back to we the people, because now we elect those who make the law. They're not appointed. And that's the way our nation was intended. And that's why we should be celebrating independence, or at least the beginning of independence again in our nation, just as they celebrated July 4th of 1776.
The timeliness of this is really significant, because we have defended life, we have defended liberty, and now by retracting the unconstitutional powers of the administrative state, we have restored the ability for Americans to pursue that innate happiness and the abundant life that is inside of us. It's who we are. These three cases have restored the soul of America. I guess the question that becomes prevalent is, how will Americans respond? Will they wake up? Because I think there's been a slumber. I think that's the biggest problem. Mm-hmm. The problem is that there has been this. I've told this story before, but just very quickly. Years ago, young lady came to our door selling encyclopedias, and I denoted that she had a Slavic accent. So I inquired, because of my Russian background with the Air Force, whether or not she spoke Russian. She did, and we got to talking, and it turned out that she was from Russia. And one of the questions that I asked her in that conversation that we were having was, because God came up, God always comes up in my conversations, and I had asked her about faith and about people coming back to the church, and she said something to me that I'll never forget, Don. She said, look, when they opened the doors to the church after the walls fell and so on and so on, we had lived 50 years without any involvement with God or in our minds from God. So to the people, there wasn't even a curiosity. They didn't even wonder. It was like, well, we've done 50 years without him. We don't even know who he is. Why would we go back to the church? That same question has to be asked relative to the liberties that have been restored in these particular adjudicated cases by SCOTUS. The question is, after 60 years, what will Americans do with this newfound innate revelation of who their soul really is? Or do they stay asleep? We'll have to wait and see. Don Jans, my guest. I'll be back on Monday.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very, very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. Well, I'll tell you, we're talking about good news today because there is a lot of good news coming out of the Supreme Court of the United States of America. We'll talk about a number of those cases in this segment with my guest. And he is one of the first people who fought this fight, especially related to the ability to pray in Jesus' name. And I want to welcome retired chaplain Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. And I think, you know, chaplaincy is like, you know, I hear my friends that are, you know, served in the Marine Corps, and they'll say, no, you're never, you know, once a Marine, always a Marine. I think once a chaplain, always a chaplain. Chaps, what do you think? And welcome.
Well, yes, sir. Although I'm no longer in the Navy, my church has still ordained me for two ministries, chaplain and evangelist. So I am still both of those, according to my church papers. And thank you for having me on the show. It's so exciting to see all the great news coming out of the Supreme Court, including just this morning. It's been revealed, or I guess the court sort of closed up on June 30th because the new justice was sworn in. But as they were going out the door, They remanded four new gun decisions back to four different states that were infringing on your Second Amendment. And they've rebuked now and ordered courts to review gun cases in California, New Jersey, Maryland, and Hawaii. This is in light of the New York decision, State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin, where the court ruled 6-3 in favor of Second Amendment rights to concealed carry, even in New York City. Can you imagine? I was in New York City just a couple weeks ago, and I could have been able to concealed carry.
Yeah.
This would have been like a wonderful self-protection defense, which is now going to be allowed in all five of those blue states, as I mentioned.
It's really quite incredible to consider what has transpired in the last week, just over a week, 8 days, when you consider, and yes, that New York case was the what began the process a week ago Thursday, and then you go to the Dobbs decision, then you go to the Kennedy decision, the EPA decision that took place, and there was another one that you had brought up, Chaps. Remind me which one that was, or was it the gun case that we were talking about in the green room that you had mentioned?
School choice in Maine is going to have a ripple effect across America. Not only did it reaffirm a year ago they struck down the Montana Blaine Amendment, but now out of Maine, school vouchers must be given to religious schools if any vouchers are given to private schools. So parents can choose a Catholic school or a parochial school or a private Christian evangelical school for their child if the government allows vouchers for any private school, then religious schools must now also be allowed. This is an end to a probably 150-year-old ban on religious tax vouchers, and it gives parents a choice. It's going to force secular schools, and especially public schools, to measure up and go back to teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic and stop the gay agenda, because parents are pulling their children out of transgenderizing schools at record pace. Homeschooling is on the rise. And if the money follows the kid, then the parents have an incentive to, you know, get a better education for their children.
Well, and then the schools have an incentive to stop the nonsense, because it's the economics that have in part driven this as well, and their ability to unimpinged, you know, put these agendas out. Kinsey. I mean, how do you mix Alfred Kinsey into the comprehensive sex education program and force this pervert's ideas on children? Well, guess what? If you don't have taxpayer dollars to be able to do that with anymore, now for the guys that are counting the beans, they're going to start saying, you know what? Listen, I really don't care, you know, which side you're on this. I'm looking at the dollars and the cents. The money doesn't add up anymore. Get rid of that stuff.
Wow. Well, the Supreme Court is rocking and rolling. I mean, these five cases that we're talking about, especially now, religious freedom is being restored to Coach Kennedy. We'll get to that in a second. But now they've announced that next year, for example, Lori Smith, the Christian web designer in Denver, is going to be heard by the Supreme Court after she was denied the right to have a wedding website if she did not cater to gay weddings. And she refused. She's a Christian. She won't compromise. She will not sin against God. But because of that, she was losing her business, just like Jack Phillips, the baker. Well, now the Supreme Court is going to hear her case next year. More Christian freedom coming next year. I can see several years of landmark cases being heard and you wanted to talk about Coach Kennedy.
Well, and to that point, I think, Chaps, you know, you could go and point at the substantive due process opinion that Thomas wrote, because once you bring in her case, Masterpiece, you know, I think Aaron and Melissa Klein have another case, because Washington basically just thumbed their nose at the Supreme Court and went after them again, which is the reason why they moved out, or I guess it was Oregon, but at any rate, they moved out of state. They've moved to, I believe, Idaho in order to be able to do their business. The point is that these cases now are, again, these are related to the marriage issue, potentially. And so now you have to wonder, will they draw that line and say, listen, sorry, but substantive due process doesn't work. And judicial tyranny has been put in check. These judges that were running around acting like they had little fiefdoms across America to be able to legislate from the bench, the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that anymore. That won't be allowed.
Well, yeah, there's a ripple effect, not only coast to coast across the states, but up and down the levels of judicial tyranny. This is going to have an effect not only on state courts, like the courts of New York that were taking away gun rights, but the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is now forced to comply with some of these, religious freedom laws. And Coach Kennedy lost his appeal. Here's the praying football coach in Bremerton High School in Washington State, where he was literally punished and fired only because he took a knee on the 50-yard line after being winning a football game.
Right. Winning or losing, yeah. It didn't matter. It didn't matter to him, win or lose. He went out on his own voluntarily and would go to the 50-yard line and began to be joined. And the crazy irony of this is that the opposing coach, who called the principal of Coach Kennedy's school, Bremerton High School, called him to say what incredible character the young men on that football team expressed towards his players, and that he had never seen a team behave and handle themselves with just such decorum and with such tremendous integrity, honesty, and character. He was just blown away by Coach Kennedy and by Coach Kennedy's staff and by Coach Kennedy's young men that played for him and their behavior. And he wanted to congratulate the principal on having and on putting on the field such young men and such a coach. And the principal's response to that wasn't to go to Coach Kennedy and say, hey, great job, keep up the good work. No, his response to that was to call together the hierarchy of the school district and to say, hey, man, we've got to fire this guy because he's raising up young men that actually have integrity and honesty and truth and purpose and good citizenship. How insane is that, chaps?
Well, thank God for the victory for religious freedom. That extends not only to football coaches, but now to all teachers. Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court ruling in the dicta written by, I think it was Justice Gorsuch in this case, specifically mentioned the rights of teachers do not shed their religious freedom at the door of the schoolhouse gate. And now this is a miracle for verbal speech. They said it doesn't matter whether it's silent religious speech or verbal religious speech. Does this mean all kindergarten teachers can proclaim the name of Jesus Christ in front of public school classrooms in all 50 states? I mean, this is like free speech everywhere for teachers right. in public schools.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And again, you know, the restoration of life through Dobbs, the restoration of the liberty, which begins with religious liberty and freedom of speech, at restoration of our right to keep and bear arms, and the restoration of the right to pursue happiness. Back with more with Chaps after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception.
I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much again for being here. Well, my guest is Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. Pray in Jesus' name. I want to encourage you, by the way, to get over. You can watch his program and also get their alerts. Pray in Jesus' name is the website. Chaps, if I might trouble you just to ask, how are things going with the United States Air Force Academy and that situation, and our military and our cadets that were being drummed out because they for religious reasons chose not to take the injection?
Absolutely terrible. The 13 cadets who received reprimands, of those 12 were disenrolled pending 1 August. There could be an opportunity for a court intervention. So far, there is no court intervention to help all but one of those cadets. Matt Staver does have one cadet who has a temporary injunction, but that expired on June 30th. So now the Air Force is back to purging and has apparently the green light to permanently disenroll on 1 August, but we're hoping for a miracle sometime in the next 30 days. Now the purge of religious people from the military has spread not only to 4,000 who have already been discharged, but to now 136,490 in all members, whether they're active, guard, or reserve, who are resisting and are not fully vaccinated. Well, those people have been put on notice. Can you imagine the hit to our readiness if suddenly 137,000 people were kicked out of the military? That includes 357 pilots, of which 32 pilots are Top Gun naval aviators or USAF fighter weapons instructors, hundreds of instructor pilots are now on the hook. And meanwhile, we're facing a shortage of 2,100 pilots in the inbound inventory. We cannot get people to sign up for the military fast enough to become pilots, and our readiness is now hurting, not because of the vaccine, not because of COVID, but because of arbitrary dismissals by the Biden administration according to their religious views, because nearly all religious waivers are being denied by Secretary of the Air Force Lloyd Austin. That's why we're giving out his phone number this morning at 703-692-7100. Please call the Secretary of Defense at 703-692-7100. That's 692-7100 in Washington, D.C. And ask, please stop the religious purge. Let religious people have waivers. Don't kick out the Christians simply because of their faith if they refuse the vaccine on religious grounds.
703-692-7100, 703-692-7100, and that's Lloyd Austin, correct?
Yes, Lloyd Austin,
yep,
is the Secretary of Defense, yep, promised during his confirmation hearings that he would purge the extremists from the military. He was referencing January 6th, but now he's expanded that to religious people, people of faith, and it's a real thing. It's real teeth, and real discharges are happening, and it's services wide and thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, if you believe that the DOD's own numbers, could be discharged.
Well, I pointed out yesterday with Cheryl Chumley, she wrote an article in the Washington Times about Adam Kinzinger referring to people like you and I, chaps, as Christian Taliban. Did you see that article by chance?
No, that's in the Washington Post.
Yep, in the Washington Post.
What was the context? What about the military? What?
The specific. Hang on. Let's see. Representative Lauren Boebert said that she was tired of the separation of church and state junk that was being bantied about, trying to shut Christians up when it came to speaking out in Congress. And so Adam Kinzinger responded by likening Boebert's remarks to one from the Christian Taliban.
Oh, my gosh. Just because you're talking about separation of church and state, or you know, stopping the government from punishing the church for its speech, is a more accurate reflection. It's denigrating to Christians, especially to a good Colorado congressman like Lauren Boebert, to say that you are a Muslim terrorist, right? And that's what the Taliban is. And we went to war in Afghanistan to fight the Taliban, but to say that Christians who want religious freedom of speech, which the Supreme Court admits should be ours, but because we want that, they're saying that we're the terrorists because they cannot hear our speech and they're terrorized whenever they hear the gospel. Well, you know, the devil is terrorized and the devil is inside of some people. And actually, it would be their liberty to bow their knee and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And we're not, you know, taking weapons to force conversions. But we are, no, you know, defending ourselves and our children and our schools. And
yep,
we need these freedoms. They should not be attacking us.
Well, and our communities and certainly opportunity and liberty and freedom are expressed in the Christian ethos, which are in no way expressed in Islam under no circumstances. You're either a believer or you're an infidel. And as an infidel, you have a couple of choices. You pay, you surrender all of your rights, your liberties, you surrender your property, you surrender your life, you become completely subservient. And ultimately, that's not enough, because if you don't convert, they'll kill you, period.
and they are mandated to do so. We, on the other hand, as Christians, are under God's love and desire to express the love of Christ, especially to those that don't believe, not in a matter of compromising our beliefs, but in a manner of expressing what the truth is about sin and its destructive power. Chaps, thanks so much for being here today. Prayers you and your continued good health and improved health.
I appreciate that. Our website is prayinjesusname.org. Check out the bookstore for How to Liberate the World, a step-by-step guide to take back your country at prayinjesusname.org.
Amen. Amen. All right, folks, I'll be back. Hour number two is coming up right after this brief break. We'll be looking forward to our next guest. Jeff Zink will be joining us top of the hour, followed by Clay Clark right after this break.